following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good morning, Refuge family, or good afternoon. I'm coming to you with a quick word for today's Refuge Daily. I hope you guys are doing well. We're going to be in John chapter 15 today, as we're going to be talking about the transfer of love and joy and who we're supposed to be as believers. Hey, let's pray really quick as we begin. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for everybody who's watching. I pray that whatever they're going through right now and the different things that they've been dealing with today, or maybe the weight that is on their mind for the future, that you remind them to take rest in you, and may their soul just rest in you, in your peace. Father, fill their minds and their hearts with the very nature of who you are. In your name, amen. All right. Well, I was doing some reading in John chapter 15, and I thought it would be a good word to bring to you today, just the idea of how this works, a reminder of we, as believers of God, as His children, as followers of Christ, we are supposed to be the ones that reflect the very nature of God. And there's this very simple process of all goodness, all love, all joy comes from the Father. It was taught to us, it was communicated to us in the person of Jesus. And when we follow Him, we are filled with that love and that joy, and we're supposed to spread it out to other believers. And that's what we're going to be reading today in John chapter 15. So I'm going to go ahead and read for you. John chapter 15, verse 9, everything leading up to verse 9 talked about how this works with like branches and trees and fruit. So you can go ahead and read that. But it says this in verse 9. This is Jesus speaking. As the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in His love. So Jesus is just expressing the fact that the nature of God is in Him. The love of the Father is in Him. And it goes on to say this, I have told you these things. So He has taught them. I have told you these things that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Not forgetting that Jesus, being God in the form of a man, was filled with the very love of God. And we talk about the love of God all the time, but far too often believers forget about the joy of the Father, the celebratory joy, the unexpressible joy that the scriptures speak about. And Jesus is reminding those who are following Him, hey, that's a part of me too. And I'm telling you these things that not that you might just be filled with my love, but that you may be filled also with my joy. Goes on verse 12 and it says this, this is my command, love one another as I have loved you. No greater love is there than this, to lay down one's life for the sake of his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants anymore, because a servant doesn't know what the master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. So I love the passage because it's just a reminder for us that is from God the Father. God the Father, all of His attributes, His eternal nature, who He is, being made known to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And when Christ taught His disciples, He's saying, I'm letting you know everything, all the secrets of heaven, of who God is, so that you may be filled with love and joy. And I call you my friends, you know. And as believers, followers of Jesus, we have to remember what our calling is. Our calling is to be filled with the love of Jesus through the power of His Spirit. And we are to look out to other people around us and share that same message. Share that message of His love and His joy. To come alongside our neighbors and show them the love of Christ and show them the joy of Christ. Show them that the place, the position of our heart is filled with the very nature of Christ by His Spirit. Today, as we are getting ready for Easter week here at the church, and we're getting ready for Good Friday, and then of course Easter on Sunday, may as we as believers just remember that, you know, the very source of life, what this whole thing about is about, this whole life, everything that we do, what it's all about, is truly just walking with the Father here on earth and sharing in His kingdom, which we know is to be a kingdom of love, joy, and peace, and doing that rightly. Praying for you guys today. I hope you guys have a wonderful Easter week. Remember, remain in the love and the joy of Jesus and share that message with your friends as Jesus shared that message with His disciples, who He then called friends. All right, guys, I love you and I hope you have a good day. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that I